you've got this George Pickens thing where he commented on an Instagram post, allegedly commented. I guess Beanie Bishop and Peyton Wilson were doing some kind of digital show together and talking about the Steelers trading Pickens. And then Pickens 1.issue on Instagram said, "They the cheapest organization. Ain't no stacking year after year. They gone left them blanks go too soon, and it's time. LMAOO." He then came out and posted something that was done by his media team or agency on some kind of graphic and cursive writing that said that he was on a plane and that somebody AI'd it. Now, there's a lot of Steelers fans who claim that they saw this post go up in real time. It was quickly deleted.
Does a guy like Pickens, who I think is a smart dude, does he think people are so lazy that they'll go, "Oh yeah, they AI'd it"? Buddy, no one gives you the benefit of the doubt in this city anymore. We just went over how people who were big fans and would rip us have now said, "Great job trading you." You don't just AI it. I always hate it when guys are like, "I got hacked." No, you didn't. There's like one hacking for every 100 guys says something stupid on social media incidents. One of them is maybe somebody successfully hacking that person. Come on. Just own it. You said it.
Do you think somebody could AI that, though?
No.
You do not.
Because here's my problem. Like, you type in a prompt, Donnie types in, this one will be, you know, imagine Jesse Ventura and Hulk Hogan refereeing an Aaron Rodgers versus Russell Wilson death match at Heinz Field or whatever.
You've probably both done that, but continue.
No, I don't, because remember, it's wasteful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you can't just, like,
uses too much water, you said.
Among other things. You can't just, like, tell AI, here, comment at, pretend to be George Pickens on Instagram and write this exact thing and then have it show up in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how AI works. People, because if it was, why
would... So he's taking advantage of our AI ignorance, is what you're saying.
If that's how AI worked, why would I not just say, AI, tweet as Andrew Filippone from Andrew Filippone's Twitter account this rumor that is untrue, that Donnie Football is leaving to join the Pat McAfee show for $5 million a year. Tweet that.
I did make a mistake. It was not in cursive writing, but it was like some graphic thing. Or no, actually, it looked like a picture of a knee or a leg on a plane. And it says, literally on a plane, no service.
Mm.
Just landed.
Doesn't pay for the Wi-Fi, huh?
Just landed and seen straight lies from Pitt fans. Stop with AI. Trying to make a story.
Stop with Allen Iverson.
I'm happy for everything the Steel City did for me. Happy Mother's Day to all.
I like that.
The mothers out there. Heart GP.
Wait, where is this post?
Jordan Schultz sent it out. Oh. It was from his IG stories. Pickens IG stories, not Schultz's.
Okay.
Donnie, do you want to offer up an AI rebuttal to Mulsey? Do you think someone could have actually AI'd that Instagram post?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody at the very top of the AI mountain could pull that off.
Who stands at the top of AI mountain, might I ask?
But I don't know who's doing that. I mean...
So you think he actually did post it, realized
yes!
it was dumb, or someone said, "George, what are you doing?" He took it down.
Yes, he absolutely did. And you know what else I think? I think more people are coming around, if they didn't believe it before, that one Michael Brewerly,
of course, that's
was also him.
Yeah, like somebody said, "Oh, I saw a post that was timestamped," and I don't even think the timestamp thing that somebody said, how would it have happened during the game? A, would you put it past George Pickens to tweet during a game? The answer is no, I would not put it past him. B, I don't even think anyone ever proved that. You're going to have to do a hell of a lot of convincing to convince me that Michael Brewerly is not George Pickens' burner account.
But yes, he absolutely did that himself. And then probably within the next 5 minutes, he thought, maybe I shouldn't do that.
We've seen the Steelers player polls. There are reasons to think they do things on the cheap. But as far as like making what we would associate with like Pirates moves where they let guys go because they can't afford them anymore, that really doesn't happen in football. All the player salaries are covered by the massive TV contracts. If a team, whether it's the Steelers, Packers, Cardinals, Jaguars,
they think you're worth the money, they'll pay you the money.
Yeah.
Like, the contracts aren't fully guaranteed in almost every case. So
they
that's
the cheap
kind of
organization.
Out,
I got news for you, dude. Like, if you had pulled these stunts in L.A. with Jim Harbaugh as the coach or, you know, Philadelphia, you wouldn't be getting a second
contract.
Well,
he's about to find out because Dallas makes a ton of money. I know there have been weird stories about, like, Jerry being cash, not cash poor, but I guess that's what's sort of come out. But Dallas, like, still prints money. That's a huge enterprise down there. If he goes down there and he's a headache, I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones isn't going to back up a Brinks truck for him.
Well, they're already spinning this trade like they landed their next Michael Irvin.
Oh, I know.
Stephen Jones, who is Jerry's son, who has a ton of pull there, was on Mad Dog Radio today and said this about Pickens.
Well, first of all, we look at him, you know, it's just two starting receivers out there. We don't necessarily even think, we take him as more than a two when we were looking at the deal. Certainly, we looked at the draft, you know, in terms of scratching an itch, you know, seeing what might be available there in the draft. But here you get a guy who's got experience, who's had great success in the NFL, obviously a tremendous competitor. He reminds a lot in our building of Dez Bryant in terms of, you know, his competitiveness and, you know, what he brings to the field, his edge. And, you know, we were, as I said, we were looking at the draft as a way to look at filling that need when it didn't happen. You know, we had some opportunities around the league that we were looking at, and this one, you know, at the end of the day made the most sense. And whether it was Coach Schottenheimer and his offensive staff looking at him, whether Will McClay and the personnel group, obviously Jerry and myself felt like this was the best action for us, and certainly one that made a lot of sense to us.
Competitive is not the word that comes to mind
Mercurial.
With George for me.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Also, like, they already got their dude, man. You can do the whole thing about, like, we have two starting wide receivers. We don't look at, like, one as one guy or one as the other. Pickens has already tried to say stuff like that. You absolutely do have a Batman and a Robin here. The Batman's the guy you've paid how much money to? What's CeeDee Lamb making annually? $35 million?
Almost.
Yeah. That's the Batman. The guy you took a flyer on for a third-round pick and a pick swap, he's the second banana here. He's the Robin. He's the understudy.
Dez Bryant, this is his third year. He compared him to Dez. Dez Bryant, in his third season with the Cowboys, had 92 catches for 1,382 yards and 12 touchdowns. Pickens is never going to have a season like that.
Not the way, like, he's acted.
No.
Before. I mean, he makes himself just too much of a risk for teams. I think he's got the best quarterback and certainly the best best fellow wide receiver he'll ever have had to this point in his career. But despite all his talent, I have very little, I have little belief that he's going to prove all of us here wrong. Like, there is an avenue for George Pickens to make the Steelers and maybe some Steelers fans look foolish, and that's to go out there and more or less just put his head down and put up huge numbers and be a pretty good team player. I do not think that that's going to happen, though.